USA Radio News.
As Hurricane Florence creeps closer to the U.S. East Coast, forecasters say it's a disaster at the doorstep. The director of the National Weather Service, Louis Uccellini, says there's a trio of concerns for the Carolinas.
We have the surge associated with this storm as it moves towards the coast, especially very heavy rains. As you saw, we're now predicting over 40 inches of rain to occur in parts of southeast North Carolina. And, of course, the winds. You put them all together and you have some devastating impact that's going to affect a large number of people for a long period of time.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam opened two state-managed shelters in the coastal areas.
We expect tropical storm conditions such as high winds, tidal storm surge, and severe rainfall across the entire state.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at discouraging foreign interference in U.S. elections by authorizing sanctions against any offending nation. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Anybody that we think is engaged in something that interferes with the elections or is complicit with it could find their assets blocked.
U.S. intelligence suggests several nations could attempt to influence U.S. elections, including Russia, China, and North Korea. McDonald's employees in 10 states are planning a one-day walkout next week to prod the company into doing something on the topic of job sexual harassment. Labor lawyer Mary Joyce Carlson has worked with some of the women who filed EEOC complaints.
Unwelcome sexual advances, texting lewd messages, propositioning, grabbing, sexual innuendo, the whole gambit.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced it's taking a long, hard look at electronic cigarettes. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The FDA chief says the use of nicotine-infused e-cigs has become an epidemic among American teenagers, and Dr. Scott Gottlieb says in a statement it's a clear and present danger to their health. He says there will be an unprecedented crackdown on retail and online sales of e-cigs to minors. Gottlieb also warning the FDA may limit the sale of some flavored products that are especially popular with kids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House reports the American economy is humming along with strong job creation, increasing wages, rapid business growth, soaring consumer confidence, and increasing manufacturing activity. With more, here's John Clemens.
That was the assessment from Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, who says the increases in wages will outpace the inflation rate that is now right under 3%.
The best defense against increase in inflation is an increase in wages. And the CEA put out a report this week that documented that correctly measured real after-tax wages are growing about 1.4% this year. So that means that the wage growth that President Trump has helped create with his policies is overpowering the inflation numbers right now.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.